We're going to talk about dental services in Kerry now, though, because of the retirement of a dentist in Kinmare, Jerry McCarthy, after opening his practice in 1989, retired just before Christmas. And this has left Kinmare with just one dentist working 3 days a week for the town and the population that it is, and a much wider hinterland that it serves as well. It stretches down into West Cork as well. It's causing a lot of concern. The issue has been raised by Councillor Teddy O'Sullivan Casey from Fine Gael, Councillor from Kinmare. We also have on the line to talk about the wider context of, I suppose, rural dentists, and asking the question, are things going the same way as rural GPs and difficulties getting GPs to open up business or replace ones that are retiring? With Fintan Horan, CEO of the Irish Dental Association. Good morning to both of you, and thanks for joining us in the programme.
Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Gareth.
Teddy, if I can start with you, look, just paint a picture for me in Kinmare. I mean, Jerry McCarthy ran a great practice for many decades, for many years. He is retired, tried to find a replacement for an associate to take over, couldn't be done. So now it leaves just one dentist in the town, and that dentist, I think, Conor Leary, working 3 days a week. So it's a bit of a shock to everyone, isn't it, in terms of only one dentist working 3 days a week in a town in a hinterland as big as that?
Yeah, Jerry, it is a huge shock in fairness, and I suppose to begin with, could I just thank Jerry and Jane for their service to the community for many years. Like, they're also involved in community work there as well in Kinmare, and I know Jerry is very highly regarded, was very highly regarded in the dental community, so I would like to wish him well in their retirement, to thank the staff too for their service, and I sincerely hope that they will fall into alternative employment quickly. Because, you know, they were very good in their job down in Jerry's surgery.
Yeah, they were brilliant.
So hopefully another practice might be able, from within the county, would step in and be able to retain those jobs or something like that, you know. I suppose, like, you know, the focus now has to be on attracting another practice to Kinmare. And as you said yourself, like, I mean, there's a huge population. It's a huge hinterland, half the Barra Peninsula and half the Iveragh Peninsula. Out into Kilgarvan as well, like, you know, so it's a massive area, and, you know, it's not fair to expect people to travel to Clarny for dental treatment. So, as you said, like, I have been onto the HSE to see what role they could play in attracting a new dental practice to Kinmare. I suppose when I did contact them, I explained that one of our dentists was planning on retiring, but unfortunately now that, due to unforeseen circumstances, that retirement date was brought forward and the surgery closed, did not reopen after Christmas. So I suppose we just really have to make every effort now to get a new dental surgery to Kinmare, you know.
Yeah, you have no response as of yet from the HSC in relation to that. But the question is, I suppose, what role do they have, aside from their own community dental clinic, which closed in Kinmare a number of years ago?
That is the question I'm asking. I do expect a reply back in the coming week. You know, they usually take about 2 weeks to respond to these queries. You mentioned the community dentist there, like, as you quite rightly said, that we always had a clinic in the old dispensary up on top of the town there, where there was a fine dental surgery, where a HSE dentist used to come once a week to cater for the medical cards and the school children. That was taken away, I suppose, the time of the crash, and was never brought forward, never reinstated. I have a motion in our next council meeting in January for the HSE and the relevant minister to prioritise reinstating those clinics. And ideally, like, there should be one of those clinics in every town in Kerry. At the moment, I think there's only 4 in the county. You know, so I mean, like, either through travelling dentists or contracted out to dentist practice in the towns themselves. You know, something has to be done in that regard.
Yeah, Teddy, stay on the line. Fintan Horan, good morning to you, and thanks for joining me on the programme this morning. Now, I know you're going to be talking before the Inrochtas Committee on Health, I think, next week, on a number of different issues facing dentists, and there are a number of different issues facing dental services, both public and private. But look, what's your response to what we're seeing here, and is this the start of a trend? The difficulty in finding replacements, or is the model, has the model changed? The old idea of a dentist starting off, setting up a clinic, hiring staff, being a small business owner and running things for 20 or 30 years in a particular town.
Good morning, Jerry. And firstly, I'd like to echo the comments and to thank Jerry and Jane and all their staff for decades of outstanding service to the community in Kerry and West Cork. So I wish them well. Yes, unfortunately, what has been described is very much a symptom of decades of neglect. Not just it was being ignored, it was being neglected. Dentistry has been neglected for many decades by successive governments. What that means is that practices in rural Ireland have been left without any help, any assistance. The running costs have increased all the time. There is no support given to dentists and like doctors in the community. We have state schemes which have effectively collapsed. It is extremely difficult to run a dental practice, and in more recent times to hire associates or younger dentists to come and work and eventually take over the practice. This is not unique to Kerry. This is a symptom of, as I say, decades of neglect of dentistry by successive governments.
Yeah, and is there a number of issues here with regards to how many dentists are being trained? As we mentioned yesterday in a related piece about the public dental side of things, Fintan, that not enough places in colleges. I know that's been increased, I think, in the last 12 months, but that'll take a number of years to feed through. But dentists are going doing other things. There's the whole facial aesthetic side of things, Botox, other avenues for them to go down. And that central question is, does the model need to be changed? Or is there now, with you know, the next generation coming through, a reluctance to take on all of the risk associated with setting up your own business in a high-cost environment?
Well, clearly, it's not one single factor, and you've covered a lot of, you know, what needs to be addressed. We have had an increase in the number of dentists in practice in Ireland. Obviously, the population has increased. We don't have enough dentists. Half of the dental school places in Cork and Dublin are given over to students from outside the European Union who typically go home to their country of origin. So that is something that needs to be changed. We welcome the fact that there is now a new third dental school in Dublin, in the RCSI. But look, the reality is that doesn't change the challenges faced by dentists in rural communities who are left without any assistance or support. But, you know, until such time as any government takes seriously the problems in dentistry, nothing is going to change. There's belated.
So what should they do to change it, Fintan? What do they do to change these things, the government?
They need to obviously invest in our dental schools, which I'd acknowledge they are doing. They need to make more places available to school leavers in Ireland. They need to completely change the schemes that operate for adults, for medical card patients. They need to address the problems in the public service. There's a number of areas of legislative change that are required, but they also need to look at the cost pressures and the bureaucratic pressures faced by dentists in towns like Kenmare and all across the country, because it's becoming increasingly difficult to run a practice and then to sell a practice to someone who will take over and continue the good work. So we have put together, you know, 7 or 8 different plans and proposals and put them to, as I say, various governments over the last decade, and we're just astounded that nobody seems to be interested enough to take on the problem, and they're just waiting for more and more crises in rural Ireland and all across the country. And, you know, the sooner people get onto their local representatives and ask them to, you know, put the pressure on the powers that be, then, you know, the better, because we're astounded at the lack of interest in dealing with this issue.
Teddy, would you echo those words? What would you like to see the HSE and maybe the government do? And are you worried that this may happen in other towns as time goes by? Places like Carrigrohane, like Dingle, like Listowel, and other towns aside from the bigger towns like Killarney and Tralee, where there are a good number of dentists operating?
Yeah, that's right. I suppose that is the fear, of course. That, and, you know, it's disappointing. I'm very disappointed to hear that Brendan is not getting any satisfaction from the HR, or Fintan, sorry, hasn't been getting any satisfaction from the HSE. Maybe later on today I might get in contact with his organisation and talk more about and see what can we do in that regard. You know, I know Colin Burke, you had him on there yesterday, our Fine Gael colleague there in Cork North Central, he's on the case as well at the moment. So I think if we all lie together and if everyone works together to try and get some solution to this issue, because it has, we have to start now, I suppose, you know, I think Colin mentioned you could be waiting 5 years for the benefits of anything to come through. So we need to start now, and it's vital that we all work together on this one.
Okay. All right. Listen, we're going to leave it there. Thanks very much for both of you for talking to us about that issue this morning. Fintan Horahan, who's CEO of the Irish Dental Association, and in Fine Gael councillor Teddy O'Sullivan, KC, about that situation in Kenmare. If you have a view on it, get in touch with us on the programme. Are we heading down that road because of those changes, because of the numbers, change of practices, that maybe the old model of setting up your own business and all of those things as being a dentist, hiring staff, all of those things, is all of that contributing to maybe rural areas being without dentists as time goes on and having to travel for your dental procedures?